Thank you for teaching me how to use the studio again. A very good morning to you from the sports team. Let's start off with some rugby. The Springboks condemned England to their fifth consecutive defeat after they overcame the hosts 29-20 at Twickenham last night. Now, the Boks scored four tries via scrum off Grant Williams. Man of the match, Cheslin Kolbe, who went over twice, and flanker Pieter Steph de Tooy. Now, the Boks were leading 19-17 at halftime. The Red Roses had led 20-19 with the final quarter approaching, but Boks showed their championship mentality to close the game out in style. I'm not going to lie. That was the point where I was like, ah, chief, it's over.
When was that?
When it was 2019. Yeah. And I called my mom.
Like, mom!
That's how rough it's going. She's like, babes, what are you watching? I'm like, hey, ma, it's rough. But then we got over the line and it was great. Thank you. Thank you, Springboks. And then the Scotland side that won 59-21 against Portugal at Murrayfield contained 14 changes from the starting lineup the weekend before. One point separated France from New Zealand after the hosts beat the All Blacks at 30-29. And then over to some cricket. England's cricketers' hopes of a clean sweep against the West Indies were ended with a 5-wicket defeat in the fourth T20 international. An unbeaten 62 from Jacob Bethell helped the tourists to 218 for 5 in St. Lucia, but that total was passed with 6 balls to spare. England, who have already won the series, go into this evening's match 3-1 up. And then Australia lead their series against Pakistan 2-0 after they beat the Pakistanis by 13 runs yesterday. And then ending off with some tennis. World tennis number 3, Carlos Alcaraz, says giving Rafael Nadal the perfect send-off is providing extra motivation for the Davis Cup. And the 22-time Grand Slam champion is calling time on his career after representing Spain at the tournament. Alcaraz is desperate to see Nadal go out on a high.
His last tournament, I really want him to retire with a title. So it's going to be really, really emotional and really a special tournament for me.
That's all for now for the East Coast Radio Sports Team. I'm Faida Krupp.